9 organisations based in the Republic of Ireland, including a number of charities dealing with victims and survivors of rape and sexual abuse, have had their data stolen following a ransomware attack on the company which manages the data. One of those impacted charities, 1 in 4, has opened a helpline for anyone concerned and says it has so far contacted 500 people whose personal information may have been stolen. It's understood that a ransom has been sought, but none has been paid. None of the stolen material has so far been published on the dark net or other online forums. Well, we can speak now to the Minister responsible for cyber security, Oisin Smith, who's with us in the studio. Very good afternoon to you, Minister.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Welcome to the programme. What's your understanding of the scale of this breach? 140, I think, organisations and charities which had their data been managed by this Derry-based company have been implicated in this. But in terms of on this side of the border, it's 9 organisations. What's the nature of the material that has been compromised?
We're not entirely sure at this stage. So these organisations have trusted their profile information, the information from the people who use their services, names, addresses, and so on. And it's looked after by this company, and the supplier company was compromised, was the victim of a cyber attack. So increasingly, this is what's happening, is that cyber attackers, instead of attacking the organisation itself, are attacking their supplier, which may not be a well-known company to the public at all. So a number of organisations have been affected in Ireland. Some of them are community and voluntary, and 4 of them are dealing with sexual abuse and rape. And so for people who are the users of those services, or people who have trusted to share their data with those organisations, I can understand that they would be very worried, and worried that they have shared the most confidential, intimate information. And I do want to reassure people that what we're looking at here is 2,000 cases that certainly 1 in 4 have said that they don't believe that the detailed case notes have been compromised. So, and that they believe that the most likely form of attack would be a financial attack. So somebody using your name and address or to try to obtain your bank account details, or to try to deceive you into believing that they came from the charity organisation themselves.
So this is 2,000, this is material or data files in relation to 2,000 individuals.
2,000 Irish people.
In this jurisdiction.
Yes.
On this side of the border. But the nature of that information is not clear at this stage.
It's not clear. And I think at the early stages of these investigations, my experience is that a lot of stories start, and sometimes what you hear first isn't true. I think that that really this is likely to be a financial attack. It's likely to be people who will attack any organisation to see if they can obtain a ransom. It's a private organisation that's running this, and I'm used to dealing with public sector organisations. So, and it's in another jurisdiction. This is a live criminal investigation under the PSNI. Now they are cooperating very well with the Gardaí. And the cybersecurity centre, but really it's a Northern Ireland police operation, and they will be trying to determine exactly what data has been extracted from that company.
And is there a role in this for the Data Protection Commissioner here?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And what is that?
So, I mean, in any situation where data is breached, there's a requirement to report to the Data Protection Commissioner. I think your question is whether that relates to the Irish Data Protection Commissioner or not, and I'm not entirely sure, and I don't want to give you an inaccurate answer on that. But I know that they will have to file a data protection report. All of the people whose data has been compromised will be contacted, and they are being contacted at the moment. I spoke to 1 in 4 this morning. The caseworkers involved, the key workers, are ringing the people who they were dealing with, their own clients or their own service users. So you know when you get a call from somebody who's the person who you were talking to with your history, you know to trust them. And I suppose what we're asking people to do is to be cautious about somebody who sends you an email or a text pretending to be from 1 in 4 or from another organisation like that, saying, you know, I want your credit card number. So really that's what I would say to people, is that you will be contacted by your key worker if you are affected, and it's most likely that you're not affected.
And I think the Rape Crisis Network have confirmed that a number of their members have been affected by this as well.
I didn't know that they've confirmed that.
Right. Yeah. So, but again, your understanding is that organisations that have been affected will be making direct contact with people whose information
exactly
files.
By phone. So they will be calling their own. They will be calling you. And that for most people listening to this, it will not affect them. It's going to be a very, very small proportion of people who have been in contact with these services. Who, who will be affected. And I would ask people not to worry and to know that they will be contacted, and just to be cautious about being subject to scams.
Just finally, if I might, Minister, on another matter, and while you're with us, a report in today's Examiner reporting tensions within the coalition over the way body cams, which are to be introduced on a pilot basis for Gardaí, might be used, particularly in relation to this facial recognition technology. Green ministers concerned about that. They'd like it to be dealt with separately. What's the concern there?
There isn't a major disagreement. We're legislating at the moment to give Gardaí the power to use body cams. Mm-hmm. So we think that's really important that they have that for everybody's sake. But as part of that, it was suggested that the Minister for Justice would like to add in an amendment to the legislation that's already going through to allow those body cams to automatically identify people's data from their faces to use facial recognition technology. And we want the Gardaí to have the most advanced technology that they need to solve serious crimes. We absolutely do. But with the deployment of extremely powerful invasive technology, we think that there should be a proper scrutiny by the committee. What's been proposed is a few hours of examination. We think it should be a few weeks. So really, that's the only difference. I know that Taoiseach commented on it recently, and he did say that although he'd like to see it brought in as an amendment, he knows that further discussion in government is going to have to happen on this.
Right. OK, so for the moment anyway, the Green position is you wouldn't be supporting the inclusion of facial recognition capacity within the legislation as it stands.
We would like a separate piece of legislation. We would like it to be examined over the course of a number of weeks rather than over the course of a number of hours. It has major implications for privacy. It is a major change in the rights of the public. We want the Gardaí to have the power to investigate crime, but we also believe that there is some value in privacy as well. So there's a balance between those rights.
Minister Oisín Smith, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.